阿门。阿门。我们一同打开圣经雅各书第一章。
James chapter one。
我们一同打开雅各书第一章。我们要从这个雅各书，我们从第七节再念，一直念到第十三、第十一节。
From verses 7 to 11。
雅各书第一章，我们从第七节开始来念。我们一同开始来读，一、二、三。这样的人，不要想从主那里得着什么。心怀恶意的人，在那一切所行的路都没有定见。卑微的弟兄身高，就当喜乐；富足的将兵也当如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消磨了。那富足的人，在他所行的事上，也要这样衰残。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜第二次思想到关于祷告的神学。
Last week for the second time we talk about the theology of prayer.
我们应当向神祈求。
That we ought to seek the Lord in prayer.
为什么我们求呢
？Why do we ask of Him?
因为我们清楚知道我们的局限。
Because we know we are finite.
人是被造有限而玷污了的货物。
We are beings that have been created but fallen.
所以当我们在物质的方面很丰富的供应的时候
，although we may be rich in material possessions，
我们常常没有发现我们的局限跟我们的需要。
Very often we are ignorant of the fact that we are limited and of our real needs.
所以神常常许可试炼、患难、痛苦临到我们身上。
This is why the Lord would allow trials, suffering, and difficulty to come upon us.
当我们在患难同需要的中间的时候，发现我们的有限。
When we are suffering and we are in need, we will find that we are limited.
我们才会跪下来对神有所祷告。
Then we will kneel before the Lord and ask of Him.
而我们祷告的时候，我们需要信心。
But when we pray, we need faith.
我们需要相信我们的神是供应也是恩典的源头。
We need to realize that our God is the God of providence and grace.
这个时候对神的能、对神的全备、对神的施恩有足够的认识，才产能产生一个。正确的信心
The right faith must come when we have the correct understanding of God's power and grace.
所以第一样，我们感到我们的有限。
So firstly, we must realize we are limited.
第二样，我们感到神的全能。
Secondly, we realize that God is Almighty.
祷告中间有许多错误的观念，是把上帝的全能当作我们利用的一个条件。
But very often in prayer, we make a mistake of using God's power.
所以我们说，上帝，你既是全能的，你什么都会做。你就应当做我现在要你做的工作。
So we say, God, since you're Almighty, then do what I ask of you.
这就变成一个错误的祷告的原理的。
And this is the wrong reason to pray.
也就是我们利用神的全能的知识来指挥神做合乎我们能限里面的范围的事情。
We make use of this knowledge that God is Almighty and make use of Him to fulfill our own needs.
这就是被造的人用神所给的能力来控制、来指挥神创造的全能。
This is the creature using the power that God has given to him to use God, the Creator.
所以我们在祷告的事情上就常常犯了很严重的错事。
And in the matter of prayer, we often make lots of mistakes.
但是在圣经里面从来没有把所有的祷告都会答应给我们当作上帝的应许。
The Bible has never said that God promises that all prayers must be answered.
你求富足，神一定给你吗？不一定。
God may not grant you abundance in material things.
你求痊愈，神一定医好你吗？不一定。
God may not heal you because you prayed for it.
你求尊贵荣耀，上帝一定赐给你吗？不一定。
When you pray for honor and glory, God may not give it to you.
但这段圣经就变成一个很特别的应许。
And so this verse has a special promise.
你们中间若有缺乏智慧的人
，If any of you lack wisdom，
你们求上帝那厚赐于人也不测度的人，必赐给你。
If you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault，
所以这个呢就变成一个很特殊、很特殊的个案。
This is a very special case.
这变成很特殊的一个应许。
A very special promise.
你求财、求名、求利，上帝不一定给你。
God may not give you wealth, fame, or good things.
但是你求智慧，上帝一定给你。
But when you ask for wisdom, He will surely give it to you.
这个何等特别的一段经文,
this is a special verse.
这个何等特殊的一个应许,
and very unique promise.
那么这句话呢,就成为我们每一个人应当有的祷告了。
This then becomes our prayer.
因为你在这个应许中间的祷告就不会错了。
And if you pray in this manner, you will not make mistakes.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
竟然有这样的一段圣经,
there is such a verse here.
今天无论灵恩派的, 无论聚会所的人, 都犯上同样的毛病。
The Christians in the charismatic circle and these assemblies have made a mistake.
他们都常常把相对的事情却对话。
They often make things that are relative absolute.
而今天新派的人又犯上另外一个极端的毛病。
And the liberals have made another mistake in the other
extreme. 相对化,
they treat things that are absolute as relative.
绝对的是绝对的,
absolute things are absolute.
不会因为你把它相对化, 它就变成相对的,
it will not become relative just because you say it is so.
相对的事情是相对的,
and relative things are relative.
不会因为你把它绝对化, 它就变成绝对的,
it will not become absolute just because you treat it so.
绝对化跟相对化不过是人自己的一厢情愿,
these are things that we do on our own accord.
绝对化相对化绝对化的人,
a person that makes the absolute relative and the relative absolute,
他们试试看用自己的意志强逼上帝去顺从他们,
is trying to enforce his will upon God.
我们要改变整个的时机,
we want to change the whole scenario,
改变整个的总原则,
we want to change the general principle.
结果这是绝对不可能达到的事情,
but this is absolutely impossible.
比如说呢, 我感觉到为什么天在我上面, 地在我的脚下, 最好的办法, 我判断天在我的下面, 地在我的头上。
For example, you think that the sky is above you, the earth below you, why don't you want it upside down?
那你怎么样的办法会达到你所盼望的呢?
How could you achieve this?
你就是自己把自己转过来, 头在地下, 脚在上, 你就说, 现在天在我下面了。
What you can do is to go upside down, and then the sky will be on your feet.
这就是错误祷告观念的人所具有的实在的情形。
This is how it is like when you pray in the wrong way.
We cannot
change the rules of God. There is no shadow of change in God. In Him, nothing
changes.
Things that are absolute cannot be made
relative.
Things that are relative cannot be
forced to be absolute.
We think that if we believe very much more, then God will give us what we
want.
This is how the charismatic will pray. So you pray fervently. You pray with all zest. They believe that by praying in this manner, God will surely answer. Last week we said clearly that prayer is not to command God or to change God or to use and direct God. In prayer we ask that God change us. In prayer we are willing to be submissive to His will. Prayer can change certain things, but it cannot change everything.
如果用我们的求的态度来决定祷告的果效的话,
if prayer is dependent on the attitude of prayer,
那么神的应许就没有意义了,
then God's promises would have been meaningful, meaningless.
我的意念就可以逼迫强逼他的意念,
it means that my will can be enforced upon God's will.
所以我们应当把神所应许的,
so we need to segregate things that have been promised by God and that which have not been promised. Earlier we said that the denomination, the assembly has made the relative things absolute.
比如说他们要人跟他们同一种观念的组织路线。
For example, they think that all churches should be organized in the same manner.
他们绝对反对宗派。
They are against the denominations.
因为他们认为合一才是神的心意。
Because they believe there must be unity among all.
结果呢, 他们产生一个最难与人合一的运动。
But in the end, their movement is unique in itself and cannot blend with others.
所以绝对化相对的结果,
and so when you make things that are absolute relative, you go to the extreme and you cannot turn around.
我们刚才又提到自由派的或者新派神学, 把绝对的相对化。
Earlier we also mentioned how the liberals made absolute things relative.
所以他们就没有办法 坚守基督教独一的救恩的思想跟信仰。
And so they cannot maintain this concept of salvation through Christ alone.
事实上跟所有非基督教非救赎性的宗教妥协跟和解。
They try to compromise and work with other faith that is not based on the salvation of Christ.
这样把绝对的相对化。
They have made something that's absolute relative.
你就产生了妥协主义、混合主义跟混乱的思想。
In the end, you have confusion and compromise.
把相对的绝对化。
But when you make relative things absolute,
就产生了极端的这个自私跟狭窄主义排斥。
You will become narrow-minded and selfish, and you will stand apart from all other people.
相对的被绝对之后
after you made something relative absolute,
我们就会把弟兄当作仇敌
you will treat your brethren as enemies.
绝对的相对之后
but when you make absolute things relative,
我又可以把仇敌变成弟兄
you will think that your enemies are your brethren.
啊，那本来不是弟兄的，你把他当作弟兄，你不过是。引狼入室，不是制造和平。
When you do that, you're not creating peace, but you are sowing the seeds for future problems.
这些都隐藏着很重大的这个副作用的潜在能在里面。
All these things have great potential for negative consequences.
我们回到这段圣经所讲的。
Let us return to this Bible.
你们求，只要凭着信心求，一点也不疑惑，上帝就必给你。
When you ask, he must believe and not doubt, and God will surely give it to you.
这些圣经可以作为我们的祷告的恳切，一定得到果效的保证吗？
Can we use this as a guarantee that God will surely give it to us if we pray earnestly?
不是的。
No.
因为这些圣经不是在谈那件事情。
This verse is not relating to this.
这些圣经是谈神必把智慧赐给人的这个应许。
It is about how God has promised to grant us wisdom.
如果你求的不是神应许分内的事情。
If you're asking for what God has not promised,
你求的是你的自私、你的情欲、你的野心所盼望得到的。
For things that your selfishness and your ambition hope to get.
结果你用这句圣经说，我只要凭着信心求，一点也不疑惑，上帝一定会赐给我的话。
And then you say this verse promised that God will surely give it to me if I have enough faith.
就是真正相绝对化相对的事物。
What you have done is to make absolute things that are relative.
所以我们再次强调这一段的圣经是提到智慧的寻求。
We want to emphasize again that this verse is about the seeking of wisdom.
一个人在神的面前寻求智慧，上帝一定赐给他。
When we seek wisdom before the Lord, He will surely grant it to us.
智慧的旧约的原理。
The principle of wisdom in the Old Testament.
有三大原则。
Is related to three areas.
就是敬畏上帝。
The first one is to fear God.
第二就是远离恶事。
The second one is to depart from evil.
第三就是认识神的圣洁。
The third one is to know His holiness.
当一个人在敬畏神、在圣洁的生活以及远离恶事的决心上有份追求的时候
，When a person is determined to fear God, to know His holiness, and to depart from evil,
神就一定把智慧加给他。
God will surely grant him wisdom.
这样我们贫穷的人
，So those who are poor,
我们比较这个与别人有物质差距的人
，Those who have material lacking,
我们不需要惧怕。
We need not fear.
因为在这件事上，我们可以与他们同等。
Because in this matter, we can be the same as the rest of the people.
我们可以寻求智慧。
We can seek wisdom.
我不一定成为世界最智慧的人。
I may not be the wisest in the world.
我们祷告使我们脱离愚昧，使我们脱离那些无知，使我们进了更智慧，是因为神的真理的光照，我们就可能进步了。
And we should pray that the Lord will deliver us from ignorance, that we will enter into the truth, then we can progress.
这样我们一心一意求。
We ask for it with determination.
不要疑惑。
Without doubt.
因为神已经应许了。
Because the Lord has promised.
在神的应许中间，没有疑惑的，一心追求是必定可以达到果效。
In His promise, when we have no doubt, we will surely receive.
因为神不是凭空讲白话。
He is not a God that promises for nothing.
神是照着他的信实，照着他的永恒跟他的不变性来对我们应许。
God gave us His promise based on His faithfulness, the fact that He is eternal and immutable.
所以我们可以对主的主啊，我信靠。
So we can say to the Lord, O Lord, I trust you.
因为你是可信可靠的。
You are God that is trustworthy and faithful.
因为你是诚信真实的。
You are God that is true to yourself.
因为你是永不改变的。
You are God that will not change eternally.
因为你是没有背 服自己的。
You are God that would not go back on your own words.
这样一位永恒的主。
A eternal Lord.
这样一位不变的主。
A unchanging Lord.
这样一位诚实的主。
An honest Lord.
对我所许的诺言，难道会欺骗我吗
？Surely His promises will all be true.
他对我所应许的话，他难道会收回吗
？And all the things that He has said to me will not be taken back.
所以神所已经应许的事。
Things that God has promised them.
你就可以勇敢祷告。
You can pray for it boldly.
你可以绝对相信。
And believe in it absolutely.
这就是用绝对的精神处理绝对的事情。
We use absolute spirit to deal with absolute things.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
我盼望我们的祷告生活是很正确的。
I hope that all our prayer life is the correct one.
走在正轨中间的。
That we are on the right pathway.
我们可以放胆祷告。
That with boldness we will pray.
我们不是在一个人侥幸心理的中间。自相一厢情愿的祷告
that we will not pray with an attitude of chance
好像买彩票的人天天盼望中彩一样
like a person who buys lottery ticket hoping to win
你越盼望中你不中的时候你就越失望
the more you hope to win when you lose you will feel disappointed
你的盼望越高达到你的失望越低的时候你的灵性就不稳定了
The higher your hope is, the greater your disappointment and your spirituality will be affected
所以这一段就告诉我们你像一个不动摇不改变不虚妄的上帝来祷告
This passage tells us that we pray to a God that doesn't change a God that doesn't lie
他就一定赐福给我们
And he will surely grant our prayers and great wisdom
已经肯定了神应许中间祷告的人
And a person that affirms God's promises in prayer
他就心里不要疑惑
He will have no doubt in his heart
因为神应许了
God has promised
对神的信靠
The trust on God is based on His immutability.
你信靠神对他的盼望，就不会使你达到失望的果效。
Your faith and trust in Him will not be disappointed.
前面的一段是很配合的。
Therefore, it coordinates with the early verse.
这就是前后一致贯彻始终神话语的恒常性的道理。
The word of God, therefore, is consistent in this manner.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们有这样的一位上帝。
That we have such a God.
那么你第七节、第八节不懂了以后
，After you understood it, verse 8, 7, and 8,
你发现第九节忽然讲了一件好像没有相关的事情。
Again, verse 9 seems to be not related.
我已经几次对你们讲了。
I've said a few times,
我个人的解经原则
the principle of my exposition,
建立在圣经本质中间的有机体的原理上面。
It is based on the organic, stated, organic nature of the Word of God.
为什么圣经是个有机的一个架构呢
Why do I say that the Bible is an organic structure?
因为圣经是生命的道。
Because the Bible is the word of life.
道本身是有生命的。
The word itself has life.
道产生了生命。
Word created the life.
道创造了有生命的人。
And the word created human beings with life.
道又借着灵把生命赐给我们。
And through the spirit the life is given to us by the word.
道又供应我们的生命。
And the word supplied our life.
人活着不单靠食物供应我们的身体。更靠上帝口里所出的道供应我们里面的生命
Man does not live by bread alone but by the word that comes from the mouth of God to fulfill our inner life
所以呢这个道的本身就有生命的这个动力
The word itself has the dynamic life
有一个有机的架构在里面
There is an organic structure in there
以这个缘故呢当你发现一节的圣经突然出现
So when you see a Bible verse suddenly appearing
好像前后没有关系的时候
When it looks as if it is not joined,
你就应当特别想到它的关联性，它的有机关联的统一性的问题。
You need to think about how organically it's actually linked with other verses.
这是我在许多的解经书里面所没有看到的。
But this is something I do not see in other commentaries.
许多的解经书可以从各方面把很多的知识供应你。
Many commentaries can give you a lot of knowledge.
但是没有办法使你产生有关联性的有机的信息。
But they do not have an organic link between the messages.
你刚刚听到对上帝求，心里一点不疑惑就彼得做。
Earlier you heard that without a doubt in our heart we will receive God's promise of wisdom.
突然间第九节出现了完全没有关系的话语。
And verse 9 seems to be not related.
这到底第九节要讲的是什么呢
？What actually is verse 9 talking about?
这里告诉我们呢，亲爱的弟兄啊，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
Here it says the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in a high position.
富足的降卑也该如此。
But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position.
必要过去。
Because he will pass away.
如同草上的花一样的。
Like a wildflower.
太阳出来，热风兴起。
For the sun rises with scorching heat.
草就枯干，花也凋谢。
And withers the plant.
美容也就消磨了。
Its blossoms fall and the beauty is destroyed.
富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样的衰残。
In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
这几句话跟前面的一段的圣经完全没有关系，对不对？
This passage looks as if it's not related.
刚刚提到祷告，彼得说。
Earlier, he talked about how promises will come in prayer.
后面提到了升高降卑，懂世界的物质必衰残的问题。
And then it talked about how positions are changed and the world will pass away.
这是不是作者忽然间新潮来到的就？插一段没有关系的话在里面呢
Could it be that the author suddenly just inserted this?
这到底是不是他想到有一件事怕漏掉就随便就插进来
Could it be that suddenly he remembered this teaching and he just slot it in?
其实不是的
And not so
所以我怎么看这段的圣经
How do I look at this passage?
因为前一段的根据就是神的不变才赐下应许
The earlier verses were based on God's unchangeable spirit
这就打稳了你信托上帝的这个基础
And so the foundation is that we trust in God.
成为你信靠上帝的原理。
It becomes the reason why we have trust in Him.
神是不变的。
That God will not change.
神是永恒的。
That God is eternal.
神是信实的。
That God is faithful.
这三个原理产生的应许才是可靠的。
And therefore, all the promises that come from these three things are trustworthy.
你把你的信仰的根基打定了以后呢
？When this foundation of faith is firm.
那现在你就有办法面对。永恒的不惯常的那个常常变换常常衰退常常改变的世界
Then you can face things that are not eternal and things that are constantly changing
所以这样你就有用那个永恒不变的信仰根基来看来透视这常常变换无常的这个世界
So with this foundation of faith that doesn't change for all eternity you look at this changing temporal world
这样这两件事就关联起来了
In this manner, both incidents can come together.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我们活在这个世界上的时候
，When we are yet alive in this world,
我们看见这个世界是常常变化。
We can see that the world always change.
新加坡的人比较不容易明白这句话。
Singaporeans cannot understand this.
不是因为你们的智能比较低。
Not because your IQ is lower.
是因为你们的社会比较安定。
But because your society is very stable.
所以你的社会很安定的时候
，When your society is stable,
你就惯常享受了安。安定的社会带来的平稳的生活。
You are habitually enjoying all this stability.
所以你对新加坡人说世界常常改变，他说没有啊，好像都没有变啊。
So when you tell Singaporeans that the world is changing, they say, well, it seems the same.
你对说世界的一切都会动摇，你说没有，我们的币值都很稳啊。
You say everything in the world can change. You say, well, our ground is very firm.
对你们讲到比较没有反应，就是因为这个原因。
Which is why Singaporeans do not react so well to sermons.
但是在印尼，你讲社会常常变化，他马上懂。
But in Indonesia, when you say the society always changes, they all understand.
因为就这几年里面换几个总统，怎么会不变呢
？In a few years, we change a few presidents.
这个政策刚刚行一半，马上另外一个政策出来推翻掉，就变了。
And policies often change.
去年可以的，今年不可以。
Things that are permissible last year is not permissible.
从前没有的，现在有。
Things that are not there today is here.
几十年不可以弄狮弄舞，现在舞狮都跑出来了。
For a few decades we cannot have lion dancing, and now it's all there.
已经差不多三十多年没有中国学校，现在可以办中文学校。
30 odd years we do not have a Chinese school. Now everybody can go to Chinese schools.
变化这么剧烈的时候。
When the changes are so drastic,
你看这个世界是改变了，他们还没有听完就是是啊，我也知道这个改变了。
When you say the world is changing, they all say yes, it is.
所以这里你看见的雅各讲什么呢
？James said,
卑微的人升高
，the humble ought to take pride in high praises.
你们要快乐
，you need to be happy about it.
高的人降卑
，but the rich take pride in low position.
你们也当快乐
，because you ought to take pride.
世界的富有是一下子就过去。
The riches of the world will pass away.
当太阳烈日当空照耀大地的时候
，When the sun with its scorching heat hit the ground,
不但草会枯干，不但花会凋谢，连新加坡的草丛都会生活出来了。
Fire will come out everywhere.
这表示什么呢？这世界的花草都是暂时的。
It means that the flower and the grass are all temporary.
人的生命也是如此。
This is the case with human life.
以赛亚书第一章里面告诉我们说。
Isaiah chapter 1 says,
我听见后面有声音说，
I heard voices behind me.
以赛亚第四十章里面。
Verse four, chapter 40.
你要呼喊。
You are to call out.
我就问你要呼喊什么呢？
And I say, call out for what?
呼喊说人的生命如同草如花。
That our lives are like grass.
草比枯干，花比凋谢。
The grass will wither, the flower pass away.
凡有血气的都是如此。
Or with a breath, it's like this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见这世界的变化吗？
Can you see the changing world?
你看见社会的改变吗？
Can you see how society is changing?
你看见有钱的人突然间穷下来？
Have you seen rich people suddenly becoming poor?
你看穷人突然间一夜之间升高吗？
Have you seen the poor suddenly become rich?
也有人生经验的人也发现这是事实。
The more experiences you have in life, the more you know that this is true.
现在没有永远富足的家庭。
There are no family that are eternally rich.
现在也没有从来没有办法改变这个生活状况的穷人。
Or the poor that are constantly poor forever.
所以有许多现在的大有钱人。
And the people who are very rich today.
几十年前是非常辛苦才能过生活的。
Were struggling in poverty decades ago.
现在有许多许多很穷的人。
And many people who are very poor.
过去的生活是充裕的不得了，是可以显赫整个社会的。
Were leading life in great luxury in the past.
所以我们对变幻的事情要有心理的预备。
We need to be prepared for the changing world.
我1949年到印尼去。
In 1949, I went to Indonesia.
那个时候我不过是个九岁多的孩子。
I was only 9.
后来印尼发生了几次币制的大变动。
And Indonesia went through a lot of great changes.
是东亚的其他的国家都没有发生过的事。
Things that did not happen to other nations in this region.
到1952年的时候。
By 1952.
政府发一个命令，所有的钱都用剪刀剪成一半。
The government announced that all currency are to be destroyed.
你们看过有一个国家叫他的百姓把钱都剪成一半这样的吗？你看过吗？你今天第一次看我这样撕给你看。然后呢，所有1000吨的就变成500吨。
1000 rupiah will become 500.
100吨的变成50吨。
100 rupiah will become 50.
10吨的变成5吨。
10 rupiah become 5.
右边的可以用，左边的丢在垃圾桶。
You can use the one on the right and the left, you throw away.
真正一夜之间，你的财产损失了50%。
It means you have lost half of what you have immediately.
我才12岁。
I was only 12.
我经历过这样的事情。
I've experienced this.
经济变动大到这个地步。
The way economy has changed.
很多人一夜之间就自杀。
Within a night, many people committed suicide.
很多人就进医院。
Many people went to the hospital.
有的人就从此有神经失常。
Many people became insane.
每一张都要剪的，真正拿剪刀来剪，我帮忙剪过的。
You have to cut it. I actually did it myself.
我那个时候呢很辛苦，因为我的母亲刚好要买一个房子要付钱。
At that time it was difficult because my mother was about to buy a house.
钱预备了半死，向人家借了一部分，要付的前一两天剪掉了。
She borrowed money, and then within one or two days, we had to cut it in half.
苦的不得了。
It was great suffering.
那要怎么样活下去都不知道。
We didn't know how to carry on.
这又不是我们一家的事情，全印尼全国的事情。
But this affected the whole of Indonesia.
每一张钱都用钱用这个剪刀把它剪成一半，剪成一半。
Every currency was cut into half.
这是1951年的事情。
This happened in 1952.
到了1958年的时候。
By 1958.
刚刚7年过后。
7 years later.
发生了更可怕的事情。
More frightening thing happened.
100吨变成10吨。
100 rupiah become 10 rupiah.
1000吨变成100吨。
1000 rupiah become
100 rupiah. 1万吨变成1000吨。
10,000 become 1,000.
一夜之间，90%的价值丢掉了。
Overnight, 90% of your property will be lost.
这个就是独立的代价。
This is the price of independence.
印尼的独立资格没有到，独立要求就来了。
Before we are ready for independence, we became independent.
所以英国人早就发现有这种危机。
The British have discovered this problem early.
所以他先训练到一段时间才送你独立。
They train you for a period of time and then let you be independent.
印尼不要人家送的。
But Indonesians refuse to have this.
他要自己争过来的。
They want to fight for independence.
苏嘎诺讲什么呢？
Suharto says,
我们的独立不是荷兰人送给我们的。
Our independence did not come from the Dutch.
我们独立是我们本来应该有的，是我们把他抢过来，把他们赶出去的。
We just take over and become independent and kick them out.
所以我们不但不像马来西亚，不像缅甸的，不像泰，不像缅甸，不像其他的国家，不像印度，要他们施舍把独立送给我们。
He said, we are not like Malaysia or Myanmar or India that they had to give us independence. We kick out the imperialists and take back what belonged to us in the first place. Person with such backbone often do not have the muscles. He has not trained a group of people to take over the country. And so he demanded the independence before we were ready. The finance minister didn't know what to do except to cut the currency. By 1966, another more horrifying thing occurred.
1,000 dun, 那一天就变成一吨。
1,000 rupiah become 1 rupiah. A lot more people killed themselves. 1,000 rupiah became 1 rupiah. So when you look at the money, you've got to remove the zeros. And you get rid of 3 zeros. When you take 1,000 rupiah, you've got to tell yourself it's only 1.
那个时候我在万隆讲道,
I was preaching in Bandung.
布道会到第二天的时候,
the second night of the gospel rally,
政府宣布那个信息,
the government announced this.
很多人就不知道怎么活下去了,
many people would not know how to carry on.
所以印尼的百姓,
the people in Indonesia have gone through a lot of trials. Not like Singaporeans who are quite spoiled.
天天冷气汽车,
every day we have air-conditioned cars.
天天安定的生活,
very stabilized.
所以新加坡人三天没有冷气,
so without 3 days of aircon, 3/4 of us will die.
新加坡两天没有电灯,
and you won't know how to carry on 2 days without electricity. Indonesia is quite famous for being changing all the time. You can see how the world changes. When the rich become poor, what to do? When the poor becomes rich, what to do then? This is what this passage is about, that we have to prepare ourselves.
突然间变成有钱是很舒服的。
It is easy for the poor to become rich.
有钱人突然间变成穷是很不舒服的。
But very difficult for the rich to become poor.
如果你一个月的薪水是2500块新加坡钱,
if your monthly salary is $2,500,
突然间政府宣布从下个月开始你薪水变成300块,
if the government suddenly announced that your salary is now $300,
你那个时候就不知道要怎么样,
you will not know what to do.
但如果你的薪水本来是500块,
but if your salary was $500,
忽然间宣布下个月开始2万块,
and suddenly next month it became 20,000,
哇,你就高兴到嘴巴不能合起来了。
You'll be so happy that you will be laughing all the way.
这段圣经告诉我们什么呢?
These Bible verses,
你们弟兄贫穷的身高,
the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
你们弟兄有钱的降杯,
but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position. This means that your heart is more stable than the external circumstances.
这样的事情容易不容易?
Is this easy to achieve?
非常不容易,
very difficult. When we look at the changing world,
高高低低, 上上下下的时候,
when things go up and down,
我们有没有可能心里面甚至稳定的, 平稳不动的, 不被世界影响?
Can we have a heart that is stable and will not be changed by the world?
这样的人格, 这样的灵性, 需要多少的训练, 需要多少的磨练, 是没有人可以完全告诉我们。
No one can tell us how to achieve such character and spirituality.
但是基督徒就需要有这样的预备性。
But Christians ought to have such an attitude.
我的母亲常常对我们讲一些事情。
My mother often said to us,
她年轻的时候富有得不得了。
When she was young, she was very rich.
她两个耳朵, 每一个耳朵都有2克拉半的钻石。
Both her ears had real rings that is 2.5 carats.
忽然间时机变化。
But suddenly the times change.
把自己的亲戚, 把他两粒钻石偷掉,
and a relative stole the 2 diamond earrings.
33岁的, 她的丈夫死了。
When she was 33, she was widowed.
一夜之间要把8个孩子亲手做工养大。
Overnight she had to raise 8 children.
当她变换到这个地步的时候,
when things change so drastically for her,
她不知流了多少眼泪,
she must have wept a lot.
但她学了一件事情,
but she learned one thing.
上帝无论如何, 我一定,
oh God, whatever may happen, I will trust in you.
么困难，我一定一生一世相信。
No matter how difficult it is, I will believe in you all my life.
主耶和华，你是寡妇的生命者，你是孤儿的父亲。
Oh Lord, you are the one that will fight for the widows and the father of orphans.
求你坚固我对你的信仰。
Affirm my faith in you.
求你保守我对你的信心。
And preserve my faith in you.
使我将圣经所说的寡妇到六十岁不结婚，就证明她是真正清洁的寡妇。
That I may be like what the Bible says, that a widow will stay single until she's 60.
我要把我的孩子养大。
I want to raise my children.
证明你是不变的上帝，在动荡的世界中间，你与我同在。
That to prove that you are unchanging God that is with me in this changing world.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我从小常常听见他用这些话来告诉我。
Ever since I was young, she has been teaching us in this way.
所以我母亲留下两句话很感动我。
There are two things that my mother said that moved me a lot.
你的袋子空空不是空。
My mother said, when your pockets are empty, it is not real emptiness.
你心是虚空才是空。
But when your heart is empty, that's real emptiness.
人可穷，志气，志气不可穷。
We may be poor, but let us not be poor in spirit.
世界不可靠，上帝绝对可靠。
The world is not trustworthy, but God is absolutely trustworthy.
人的社会会改变，上帝永远不改变。
The society may change, but God will not change.
这些的观念就把我们的兄弟带到一个呢，依靠神，一生一世不动摇的这个信仰的生活里面。
And this concept has trained all of us brothers that we rely on God for the rest of our lives.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以慢慢慢慢看出来了。
So slowly we can see
今天穷的不一定永远穷。
That those who are poor today may not be poor all the time.
今天富的不一定永远富。
Those who are rich today may not be like that all the time.
有价值的东西不一定人家懂。
Things that are valuable may not be appreciated.
人认为很有价值的不一定有价值。
And things that people value may not have real value.
所以培养一个永恒性的安稳信心。
It has trained us to have a heart that is stable and at peace.
加上对价值跟价钱的不同概念。
And a correct value between price, the correct concept between price and value.
有许多被轻看的穷人。
There are many poor people that have been looked down on.
有一个非常高贵的内心个性。
They may have a character that is very honorable.
有一些非常被尊重的有钱人。
And some rich people who are very honored.
有一些很卑鄙的个性跟生活。
Have lives that are despicable.
所以我们用另外一种眼光来看这个世界。
We need to look at the world from another angle.
也是用上帝宝座的价值观来看这个变幻无常的世界观。
And look at the world view with the value on the, from the throne of God.
现在我要与大家谈一点关于价值观的问题。
I want to talk a little bit about value system.
有价值的东西不一定有价钱。
The things that are valuable may not be pricey.
有价钱的东西不一定有价值。
But things that are highly priced may not have value.
价值高的东西可能价钱低。
Things that are valuable may have a very low price.
价格低的东西可能价值高。
The things that are very, have low value may have a highly price.
这个有两件事情。
There are two things here.
就是对赏识的人的标准的问题。
It is the question of the standard of appreciation.
时间进展程序的问题。
And how time progresses.
许多很有价值的东西。
Many things that are really valuable.
人还不认识它，就被认为是没有什么意义的东西。
Because people do not appreciate it, it becomes meaningless.
但那些真正赏识的观念提高以后。
When you are able to appreciate.
人就开始提高它的价值。
People will elevate its value.
有一些东西起先人不懂。
There are some things that people are ignorant of.
时间的过程把人带到慢慢慢慢，人懂得那是好货，它的价值就提高。
But the progression of time will enable people to understand it and increase the value.
在艺术界里面，这是个非常非常清楚的例子。
This is a very clear example in the area of art.
法国那个大图画家叫做米勒。
In France, there is an important painter called Milan.
Millet. 曾经有一个人到他的画室里面。
There was a person that visited his studio.
叫他画一张画。
And asked him to draw something.
过了多少时间，他要来拿。
And he said, "I will come back and take it back."
当有一天他回来的时候呢
？One day when he returned,
他不但不要付钱，他连那张画都看不起，就不要就走了。
He didn't want to pay, and he don't want the painting.
Millet 伤心的不得了。
Millet was very sad.
他花了这么多的时间，就为了那一些钱要过生活，他很穷。
He was very poor, and he needed the money.
所以呢，他没有办法。
So he had no choice.
就把那张图啊，后来很便宜的卖给别人。
And he sold the painting in a very cheap manner.
那张画大概不到30年里面
，within 30 years，
起价35000倍。
The painting increased in value by 35,000 times.
流到美国去,
and he went to America.
后来被一个很有钱的德国人把他买到,
he was bought by a rich American.
后来再起的时候已经起了差不多100万倍。
And then it has increased a million times in value.
有一个法国人深深知道这是法国的国宝。
There was a Frenchman who realized this was a national treasure.
一直不肯退让的要把那幅画买下来。
And in an auction, he was determined to buy the painting for France.
结果他没有办法抵挡一个比他更有钱的人，还是被另外一个人买去。
But in the end, another richer person bought it over.
到了再隔十多年以后，
More than 10 years later,
法国政府用了好几百万法郎才把那幅画买回来，带回法。
The French government spent millions of francs to buy the painting back.
米勒是一个很伟大的图画家。
Millet was a very important painter.
每次我一看我就知道这一定是他的画。
Every time I look at the painting, I could recognize it.
为什么会认出是他的画？
Why? How could I recognize it?
因为他有最淳朴的人性自然的心灵的表现。
He was able to express the genuine emotion of a man.
在柏拉图的时代,
in the time of Plato,
Aristotle
said,
所谓艺术就是自然的模法,
he said that art is an imitation of nature.
但到了达文奇的时候,
but by the time of Da Vinci,
他讲了另外一个定义,
Da Vinci gave another definition.
艺术是心灵的一个行动,
art is the action of the heart.
到了这一个很伟大的米勒的时代的时候,
by the time of Millet,
他又写另外一个定义,
he gave another definition.
艺术就是共同心灵的表达。
Art is an expression of our common heart.
你能把人类受苦的感情共同感受表达出来, 你就是艺术。
Art is when you can express the emotion that is common to all men.
而这种内里动机的了解,
and this understanding of the inner heart,
对心灵的这个描画,
and this expression of the spirit,
是经历以外没有办法产生灵感,
cannot come beyond your inspiration.
一个没有穷过的人,
when a person has never been poor,
怎么画出一个穷人伟大的高贵的心灵,
he cannot describe and express how a poor person may be honorable.
一个没有病痛过的人,
a person who has never been sick,
怎么描写在病痛中间人盼望得到痊愈的那个表情,
cannot express how we yearn to be healed. This is the expression of the common emotions of man. He was able to describe these emotions on his painting. And these artists are great artists.
多少本钱来定它的价值,
but because they use paint and brushes and canvas, people set the price based on the material used.
这就是为什么艺术不能养活艺术家，是艺术家养活艺术的原因了。
And this was why art cannot sustain an artist, it is the artist that sustains art.
我虽然没有什么艺术天文，不过也差不多了。
although not too artistic, but not too bad.
至少我赏识艺术家，这就是我的艺术了。
My artistic ability is to appreciate them.
我很同情那些真有对人类艺术心灵贡献而没有得到应当酬报的人的贫穷生活。
I truly have empathy towards artists who are truly great but live in poverty.
许多的艺术家是过了太贫穷的生活。
Many artists live in abject poverty.
许多伟大的人在世界上没有得到应当对他们尊重的酬报。
Many great people do not have the rewards that are proportionate to what they have done.
借用圣经的话来说, 这些人是世界不配有的人。
The Bible says the world is unworthy of them.
许多的这个投机分子, 还以为是他们养活了这些艺术家。
And many opportunists think that they are the one that sustain the artists.
包括18、19世纪的有一种艺术展览, 叫做沙龙的作品。
In the 18th and 19th century in France, there was the Salon, an exhibition of artists.
当然从纯美的角度来看,
from the angle of art and beauty,
这些沙龙的作品都是很高贵的。
All the participants in the exhibits are great.
因为在高级人士流传, 价钱又很贵, 所以叫做高贵。
They were very expensive back then.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们定了一个标准。
They had a definition.
什么叫做美?
Of beauty.
什么叫做好的艺术?
What is good and what is beautiful?
什么叫做够资格、够条件在这里展览?
What does it mean to be good enough to be exhibited in a salon?
当时高层社会共识,
the high society back then,
就是你能够把古希腊、罗马、奢华、艳落 的那种王宫式的这种古典的美丽表达出来，那就是艺术。
Think that beauty is when you are able to express Greek and Roman kind of lifestyle.
在王宫里
，in a palace，
一个公主
，with a princess，
最美的面貌
，the most beautiful，
最美的身材
，the body，
最华丽的衣服
，the clothing，
最美的一个就都表现出来的时候
，and the best anger，
你能够把这种精神把它这个获取，把它表达在画面上的时候
，if you are able to express this and capture it in a canvas，
那你就可以呢进到沙龙。
Then you can enter into this salon exhibition.
所以这种观念呢，就变成沙龙作品的标准。
This became the standard of expression.
用这个标准来看
，using this as a standard，
很多的东西根本不合格，所以不被接受，就放在沙龙外面。
Many works were rejected.
这只有几种图画会进去。
Only a certain type of painting will make it.
神仙的故事
，the story depicting the angels，
最标准的。金科玉律的这个比例的美丽的身段
，the classical depiction of beauty，、
这些的最青春、最动人的姿态跟这种面容
，the faces that depicts youth and beauty，
就跑到沙龙的展览会里面去。
These were all qualified。
这个延续了几十年。
For many decades, this was the case。
特别讨好法国王公贵族那些上层社会的这个品质。
It was meant for the high society, the palace, the kings.
后来有一些伟大的艺术家感到不对。
But many great artists thought that this was wrong.
在穷人中间没有美可以描写。
Surely there is beauty among the poor, they asked.
在农夫、在镇里、在许多乡下的老太婆中间没有人性的美可以画。
Surely there is beauty among the farmers and the villagers.
所以有很多住在乡下的艺术家。
So many artists that live among the villagers.
他们开始画自然。
They started to paint the nature.
画鸟。
They painted birds,
画河流
painted the streams,
画农夫
the farmers,
画老太婆
old ladies,
这些美是美得不得了的东西
These were beautiful things.
我不是那个格尔的路鼻子多少高大中美
It is not about how tall your nose is.
这些的图画一张一张被拒绝
But all the paintings were rejected.
一张一张被拒绝
One after another.
所以这些痛苦的经历
All these painful experiences.
就使这些伟大的艺术家痛定思痛
Allow all these great artists to be determined.
产生了反叛学派的艺术，叫做 Barbizon School.
And they created a Barbizon School, which rebel against all these things.
Barbizon School 的作者
，the artist in this school，
就像 Corot， 像 Rousseau， 像这一个 Millet， 这些伟大的人。
Well, people like Millet, Rousseau, and Corot.
又产生一些其他的写实派的人。
And then other impressionists，
像 Daumier，
like Daumier
等等。
And others.
道米尔画那些第一车厢、第二等车厢、第三等车厢不同的社会人士在车厢里面的动作态度。
道米尔 specializes in painting passengers in the train, especially those in the poor section.
第三等车厢是我最感动。
And he said that the cheapest train would move me.
那些穷人买的票是最便宜。
Because the poor people will buy the cheapest ticket.
他们坐的椅子是木头生硬硬的。
And they will sit on very hard bench.
农夫是疲倦的不得了的那样子。
And the farmers would have been so tired.
那个老实、那个勤奋所产生的一种穷人真实做工的形象，真是感动。
But the honesty would have inspired him.
他的太太坐在他旁边。
The farmer's wife sat beside him,
就能抱着一个孩子
carrying a baby.
这种没有办法要别人用钱去买人力来代劳，自己要做的半死又要抱孩子，这个形象全部表现出来。
The expression was such a state of helplessness that they had to take care of everything themselves.
这个艺术反叛了贵族的艺术。
But this sort of expressions were against what the people wanted.
这个艺术描写了真正社会穷人的生活。
But it expresses what the poor were really going through.
米勒穷到一个地步。
Millet was so poor.
这餐吃饱了，下一餐有没有饭都不知道。
That he doesn't know where his next meal will come from.
他穷到一个地步。
He was so poor.
他现在有病去看医生，能不能有钱付医药费，他都不知道。
He doesn't know whether he has money for medicine.
他还曾经把一笔储蓄的钱借给一个。寄在一个房东，房东以为是应该付给他的，从来没有还给他。
He was even willing to lend money to the landlord, but never get it back.
但这种很高贵的心灵，住在一个很贫穷、有病的身体里面的这种艺术家。
He was a artist who was poor but had a very honorable spirit.
就决定了整个人类的艺术的前途了。
And he determined the whole direction of the artistic world.
不但如此，法国后来又产生印象派的艺术。
Not only that, later the impressionists came about.
这是全历史中间从来没有的一种思想。
This was a thought that was not present in human history.
另述一个反叛整个历史美的观念的一个革命性的成就。
It was a revolutionary idea of what beauty is all about.
由荷兰产生一个 Vincent van Gogh.
And there was a Dutch artist, Vincent van Gogh.
还有这个法国的 Paul Gauguin.
And Paul Gauguin.
还有其他的人。
And other people.
是在印象派以后再产生出来。
The post-impressionists.
这些人呢,
all these people.
他们都很穷。
They were all poor.
特别是 van Gogh, 穷到一个地步。
Especially Vincent van Gogh.
他一生一世没有因为画的图案得到一块钱。
He never saw a building, a painting in his lifetime.
他神经失常，住在一个医生的家里的地下室，差不多90天的时间。
He stayed 90 days in the basement of a doctor for 90 days.
天天哇，大概没有一块钱。
He was insane and he kept painting without income.
结果呢，有一张画卖掉了，钱拿到他这里的时候，他刚好死掉了。
He sold one painting, but he died before he received the money.
所以他没有拿过一块钱。
So he never made a living.
那么这些没有价值吗？
Are these things without value?
这个世界是真的这么可怜吗？
Is it so pathetic?
在大概10多年以前。
About 10 over years ago,
还有三张画在五年里面一共一次再一次再一次破了世界纪录。
The painting of Vincent van Gogh broke all world records.
第一张就是他的这个向日葵，这个叫做Sunflower。
The first one is Sunflower by Van Gogh.
他卖的时候卖了3900万美金。
It was sold for $39 million.
第二张是在Irises。
The second one is Irises.
这张卖了 5,300万美金
was sold for $53 million.
第三张是 Dr. Gorget.
The third one is Dr. Gorget.
就是依他住在地下室的那个医生，就是他的房东。
The depiction of the doctor that took care of him.
这一张卖了7,900万美金
It was sold for $79 million.
这些天价。
All these astronomical figures.
活的时候从来没有拿到一份。
Was something that he would never have thought of.
他穷到那个地步。
He was so poor.
别人因为他发财到那个地步。
But other people become prosperous because of him.
后来发现了 sunflower 还有一张。
And then they discover another sunflower.
那么是不是又可以卖那样贵呢？ 当然不能了。
You can't have the same, fetch the same price.
后来发现 Dr. Gorget 还有另外一张。
And the second Dr. Gorget.
后来呢？ Amsterdam 这 Van Gogh Museum 的鉴定人。 就说卖到日本那一张是假的。
The curator of the Van Gogh Museum proclaimed that the one that was sold to Japan is a fake forgery.
那个日本人听见这句话，差不多死掉了。
And the Japanese that bought it almost died.
因为他花了几千万美金买。
He spent $70 million.
这是 master,
a master,
old master,
the old master.
所谓这些人老的大师的作品，一定是一只高，越来越贵。
The price will keep escalating.
所以这些人到底是为了艺术，还是为了赚钱，就完全另外一件事情。
He doesn't know whether they appreciate the beauty or was it an investment.
看见 Amsterdam Van Gogh Museum 的 curator 说他买的那张是假的时候，
When he found that the curator proclaimed that the painting he had was a forgery,
他就开一个记者招待会。
He had a press conference.
他就讲这句话。
And he said,
我不会卖这张。
I will not sell this painting.
我也不管它真的假的。
I don't care whether it's a forgery.
无论如何，我死的时候，这张跟我一同烧掉，一同埋葬。
He said, in the end, when I die, this painting will go with me.
我常常思想一个问题。
I often thought about this.
人有资格买艺术品，没有资格毁坏艺术品。
We may be able to buy paintings, but we are not qualified to destroy it.
因为这是别人心灵的杰作，不是你的手可以玩弄的事。
Because these are product of the spirit of other people.
伟大的心灵产生的作品是人类共同产业，不是私人产业。
Products that are created by a great spirit ought to be common property of all mankind.
我今天顺便对你讲一些艺术的事情，为什么呢？
I took the time to tell you about art.
一方面，这是归正神学的文化使命。
Because on the one hand, this is a cultural mandate of Reformed theology.
另外一方面是给你一些教育，这事情跟圣经的关系是什么？
On the other hand, I want to show you the relationship between this and the Bible.
有很多很有钱的人，除了他很有钱以外，什么都没有。
There are many people who are rich, and that's about it.
还有很多你看到什么都没有的人，因为他没有钱，他有许多东西是你没有。
But many people who are poor possess many things that you do not have.
昨天晚上，
Last evening，
我们在一个宴会里面，我去一下我就走了，因为我还有很多事情做。结果我回到 office。 实际礼拜堂的工作到晚上12点多。
I went to attend a banquet for a short while and returned back to the office to design the church till midnight.
一对夫妇呢，他已经70岁，而且结婚40年，请我去的时候放在最重要的一个桌子上里面坐。
A couple who was in their 70s invited me and put me in the most important table.
我都不认识，我一坐的那几个人是谁？
I did not recognize the people in the same table.
后来慢慢知道了，其中一个是全世界基督教总会的副会长。
And I realized one is a vice chairman of the WCC World Council of Churches.
还有另外一个呢，是你们新加坡的唐玉先生。
The other one is Tong Ju from Singapore.
还有一对也是德国大使人。
And people from the German embassy.
还有另外一个是一个教授。
And a professor.
还有我跟我太太两个。
And me and my wife.
因为这对夫妇很尊重我，把我放在那边。
This couple honored us and put us in the most important table.
换句话说，这是比较高层的人，除了我以外。
In other words, everybody was quite high class other than me.
因为他们的生活一定很高级的，我的主是生在马槽的。
Their life is very good, but my Lord is from a manger.
我已经养成一个习惯了。
But I have this habit.
你把我放在最低的地方，我一点也不会骄傲。
I will not be arrogant if you put me with the lowest class people.
最高的地方，我一点也不会自卑。
But I am not inferior, even though you put me at the most honorable place.
我年轻的时候
，when I was young,
到处去讲道。
I was preaching everywhere.
有人把我放在六星旅馆里边。
Some people put me in a 6-star hotel.
我很自然。
It's very natural.
为什么呢
？Why?
传道人怎么可以住这样的？我说不管，因为我的主是万主之主，万王之王。
I say because my Lord is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
有的人把我放在一个人新天做的小屋子里面，下面养狗，上面住人。
Some people put me in a zinc roof house.
28天在这种房子里面过生。
For 28 days.
我也不感到辛苦。
But I didn't find it difficult.
为什么上帝不能住这样的地方呢
？Why would a servant of God live in a place like this?
我的主是生在马槽里面。
Because my Lord was born in a manger.
所以基督徒
，So Christians,
你要为稳定的
，You need to be stable,
健康的
，A healthy,
心灵喜乐的
，With a heart full of joy,
不变动的
，A heart that doesn't change,
心灵伟大的生活吗
？A great life in your heart.
你要学习这句话。
Then you need to learn this verse.
弟兄身高，你要快乐。
You need to rejoice when the poor is elevated.
你们中间的弟兄降卑，你也要快乐。
But also when the rich is made poor.
你们有富有的人变成贫穷，你不要丧气。
Do not be disappointed when the rich became poor.
有穷人变成有钱人，你也不要妒忌。
And do not be jealous when the poor become rich.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们既然有了永远不变的天上的基业，这地上的算什么？
We have the eternal unchanging inheritance in heaven, so things on earth doesn't count.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这世界的钱财。
The wealth of the world.
世界的荣华富贵。
All the great glory of the world.
就像野地里面的花跟草一样的。
Just like wildflowers and grass.
太阳高升的时候呢
？When the sun comes up.
烈火把它们烧灭。
The scorching heat would have burned them all.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither and the flower fall away.
有钱人的财货也是如此。
This is the case about the rich.
今天你穷吗
？Are you poor today?
你不必自卑。
Do not feel inferior.
你今天感到不如人吗
？Do you think that others are better than you?
你来到上帝面前。
Come before God.
上帝有应许。
God has promises.
他应许你，他一定给你。
The promises He will surely grant to you.
你要求。
So call upon Him.
你不是求变动的东西。
Not for things that will change.
你要求不变动的东西。
Look for things that will not change.
不是求暂时的东西。
Do not seek for temporal things.
你求永恒的东西。
But seek for eternal things.
因为对世态炎凉，人心不常，世风日下，看惯了以后。
When you are used to the fact that the world is always changing.
你就知道你抓住了永恒的应许，上帝不变的旨意，那才是真正生命的基础。
You will realize that the true foundation of life is when you grab hold of the unchanging principles of God.
当贫穷来到的时候
，When poverty comes,
你要保守你高贵的人格
，Preserve this great character of yours.
当富足来到的时候
，And when wealth comes,
你要保守你谦卑的心
，Maintain this spirit of humility.
谦卑中不要自卑
，In the humility, do not feel inferior.
高贵中不要高傲。
In your honor, do not feel arrogant.
见人比你更顺利，不要妒忌。
Do not be jealous of those who are better off than you are.
自己遇到很多的波折的时候，不要内疚。
But do not feel guilty when you have troubles.
不要感到你自己有什么错事。
Do not think that you have done something wrong.
因为有许多时候是神故意 让试炼临到我们。
Very often the Lord allows such trials.
这种稳定的心。
Such a heart of stability.
使我们有应战的可能。
Will enable us to look at the difficulties ahead of us.
应战。
And handle them.
我们可以 fight.
And fight them.
我们因依靠那不变的上帝。
We are relying on the unchanging God.
来面对常变的世界。
And using him, we face the changing world.
这就是真正的智慧。
This is true wisdom.
这就是人生的智慧。
This is the wisdom of life.
所以现在你把两个连起来。
When you link the two together.
前面说你们中间缺少智慧的，要向那厚赐以人而不测责人的上帝，他必赐给你。
Earlier the verses say, if you lack wisdom, call on God who gives generously to all without finding fault.
这种智慧以后。
After you have this sort of wisdom,
看见别人，看见你自己生活的变动，你心灵一点也不变动。
You will not change in your heart, although the world around you is always changing.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
1928-1929年这两年
，In 1928 and 1929,
经济的大萧条遍满全美国的时候
，The Great Depression came upon America.
美国甚至有一些人排队去找粮食来吃。
Many people had to queue up just for food.
就在这两年里面
，Within these 2 years,
纽约建了帝国大厦。
The Empire State Building was built.
旧金山建了旧金山金门大桥。
And the Golden Bridge was built in San Francisco.
请你注意，你不能让他去旅游啊，看到很好看。你要问他什么时候建，为什么那时候建，那个时候发生什么事情，这个才是真正欣赏建筑、欣赏艺术、欣赏哲学。
So when you tour, you need to find out what happened in the past to understand it better.
有的人到处旅行就是去找 shopping center.
Most people tour and look for shopping centers.
啊，这完全没有意思的。
There's no meaning to it.
所以你看见一个建筑。
When you look at a building,
这个建筑是个记号。
It is a mark.
是代表什么
？It represents something.
在纽约有一个自由神像。
In New York, there is a Statue of Liberty.
在 Kiev。乌克兰的首都也有一个好像自由神像。
In Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, there's also a same statue.
从外表看完全差不多，有一些相同的地方。
They look pretty similar.
从意义看完完全全两样。
But meaning is completely different.
美国的自由神像是法国送的。
The Statue of Liberty in New York was given by the French.
表示这个新兴的国家是全世界贫穷、痛苦、受压迫的人的一个盼望。
To indicate that America is the hope for all who are depressed, oppressed in the world.
而乌克兰基耶夫那个这个摆的这个不锈钢的铜像
，but
不锈钢的钢像
，the one that is made of stainless steel in Kiev
是共产主义表示他的尊严是不可随便被帝国主义侵略的那种进步的那个表示。
Was made by the communists to indicate that they were strong and they will not be defeated.
完全对人类的痛苦没有启发，因为他是把痛苦加在人身上。
There is no inspiration there because they were the one that gave problems.
所以我站在了像面前看，看看完了没有意思，我就走了。
I stood before the statue and I left because it's meaningless.
帝国大厦是从什么时候建的呢
？What about the Empire State Building?
1929年建的。
It was built in 1929.
什么时候成功的呢？
When was it completed?
1931年成功的。
1931。
为什么建帝国大厦
？Why was it built?
当美国经济大萧条的时候。
When the Great Depression came.
美国政府要告诉百姓，我们一定要站起来。
The U.S. government wanted to tell the people we must stand up.
我们多么苦，一定要有新的盼望，新的成功。
We must have a new hope for the future.
所以建了102层的大厦。
And so the building was built with 102 stories.
1247层。
It was 1,247 feet.
意义跟信息是什么呢
？The meaning behind this.
我们的盼望不动摇。
Was that our hope will not be shaken?
我们的贫穷，我们的痛苦不能够改变我们的决心。
Our poverty and suffering will not change our determination.
旧金山大桥被建的时候。
When the Golden Bridge was built in San Francisco,
又在经济大萧条以后
，It was right after the Great Depression.
这个伟大的建筑
，This great building,
动机比成就更重要
，has a greater motive.
让美国人就这样重新振奋起来
，to inspire the Americans to stand up again.
不向困难低头
，do not bow down towards difficulties.
但是我要告诉你一件事情
，But I will tell you this.
就在同一年经济大萧条的时候，为了解决整个经济的恐慌。
In order to relieve this economic panic,
华尔街有10个经济大王一同开会。
There were a meeting of in Wall Street by the 10 tycoons.
钢铁大王、煤油大王，还有什么大王？大王一大堆王。
The tycoons of steel and gas and all these things.
他们十个人在纽约一个华尔街的高楼上面开会，怎样处理这个恐慌之后的情形
？Ten of them gathered together to discuss how they should handle this panic.
十年以后。
Ten years later.
二十年以后。
Twenty years later.
三十年以后。
Thirty years later.
有人去查这十个最有钱的人的下落。
People try to find out what happened to the ten tycoons.
其中有一个自杀。
One of them killed himself.
有两个在监牢里。
Two have been in prison.
还有一个神经病。
One had gone insane.
有几个逃到外国，不知道在哪里找他。
And a few escaped the country.
所以我告诉你，这世界本来是可怕。
So the world in itself is horrifying.
世界本来就是改变。
In itself, it is changing.
前不久，我不记得哪个杂志登了 Herbert Hughes 的事情。
A few weeks ago, a magazine talked about Herbert Hughes.
你们听过什么叫 Herbert Hughes?
Howard Hughes.
他是重建全世界最美丽的动物，一个叫做 Ava Gardner 的情人。
He was the lover of Ava Gardner, the most beautiful woman in the world.
So called,
so called,
the most beautiful animal in the world. 那么。他又是呢全美国最大的就电影公司投资最多的一个老板。
He was also the greatest investor in movie making.
又是曾经有大很大的这个飞机公司的投资。
He also owned aviation companies.
他1975年离开世界的时候。
He died in 1975.
报纸登出来。
There was a report in the papers.
Howard Hughes 怎么死的呢
？About how he died.
饿死。
He died of starvation.
你相信最大的财主吃不够东西饿死的吗
？Can you believe it? The richest man died of starvation.
就是如此。
But this was the
我告诉你，再过一两个月，他的影片就要出来了。
A few months later, his movie, The Aviator, will be shown.
是那个演《泰坦尼克》的 Leonardo 来演他的。
Leonardo DiCaprio is the.
好，我告诉你，这是一个很失败的影片。
But it's a failure.
因为这个影片只选了很漂亮的人来演
He chose a very handsome man
演不出他真正的精神出来
But not his true spirit
今天的圣经告诉我
The Bible verse today says
外面你不必谈
Do not care about the outside among you
弟兄有人从高降低你要喜乐
Be rejoiced when a brother falls from a high position
你们中间有穷人身高也要喜乐
And also when the poor becomes rich among you
你要用这样的灵性这样的态度处理这世界变化。
With this spirituality, such attitude, we should handle the world.
我印尼教会。
My church in Indonesia.
我们要盖一个$3,000,000的礼拜堂、神学院等等。
We want to build a whole complex that will cost US$30 million.
整个教会信心奉献，一共才到现在呢，才不过是还不到四分之一。
And right now we have raised only a quarter of what we need.
那么其他都是比较穷的会。
Most of the congregation members were poor.
怎么办呢
What will we do?
我开始这个活动。
I started the movement.
开始这个工作。
Started the work.
我要怎样？我是从来不募捐的。
I never go and ask for money from people.
我到你们新加坡几百次。
I've been to Singapore hundreds of times.
没有去找过一个有钱人。
I have never visited a rich person.
也没有新加坡人说：“唐牧师，你的工作做得这么多，我要支持你，一块钱都没有。”
And also, no rich man has come and said, "Well, Dr. Tong, here's some money."
最多就是呢。这个你到处布道，那么呢，你在新加坡布道会，我们来把新加坡工作做好，大概是这样。
Most support the local ministry, not overseas.
前天呢
？The day before today.
一个电话来。
A call came.
有一个印尼的人。
There is an Indonesian.
决定要奉献$55,500。
Who said that he wants to give $55,000?
$55,500. 差不多是这个价钱。
About there.
这个人是谁
？Who was this?
为什么告诉我们他要付钱
？Why did he tell us he would give?
结果给我们电话。
He called us.
查出来。
We found out.
是另外一个人，不是他。
It was another person.
那个电话是他叫一个人告诉我们。
He called another person to inform us.
那么他不可以人家知道他是谁。
He wanted to remain anonymous.
是真的是假的呢
？We don't know whether it's true or not.
真的，那个人说钱已经来了。
But it was real because the money was given.
现在就带到银行。
It was put into the bank.
你们教会的银行的户口在哪里
？And the bank account number was given.
哪一家银行
？Which bank was this?
后来我们的财政就告诉他。
And our treasurer told him all the information.
就整车现金带去。
And he brought cash.
好像用印尼盾了。
Indonesian rupiah.
所以那是整大车才能装。
So a lot, it's a lot.
这个算银行的人算了三个钟头才算完。
And、the bank people have to spend 3 hours counting the money.
就这样放进去。
And he put the money in there.
那么也不要人知道他是谁。
He was anonymous.
我告诉你，我奇怪，我感到很奇怪吗
？Do I find this to be curious?
我不会因为你奉献都特别尊重。
I will not honor you because you give a lot of money.
我不会因为你没有奉献特别看不起。
Or look down on you when you do not have money to give.
我只要问你，你把十分之一交出来。
I only ask you whether you have tithe.
你是不是按正义的财拿来的奉献？
Or is the money from the correct channels?
我一直用这样的原则处理。
This is the principle I've been using.
在印尼，他们都知道我的个性。
In Indonesia, they know what I'm like this.
这48年没有募捐一块钱。
For the past 48 years, I have never asked for a cent from anyone.
没有写过一个信叫 prayer letter， 其实刮胡 donation letter。
I have never written a prayer letter in disguise
of
a donation letter. I've never done that.
我就对大家说。
I just announced to the everyone, this is the word of God, the house of God.
你是神家里的人,
you are a member here.
你有没有做你应当做的工作?
Have you fulfilled your responsibility?
你有没有尽你应当尽的工作?
Have you done your work?
你不要良心悔过。
Do not turn around in your
conscience.
When you are poor,
神不会丢掉你。
God will not desert you.
你富有的时候,
when you are rich,
神也不会特别优待你。
God will not give you special privilege.
金钱财产在我们手里。
Although possessions are in our hands,
或是借给我们,
it is only temporal.
或是暂时托给我们,
given to us for a while.
要看我们对神的忠心到哪里,
to see if we are faithful to Him.
你们中间若有人富足变成贫穷,
if a brother became rich,
你们中间如果贫穷变成富足,
or the poor become rich,
你们都要喜乐,
you ought to all rejoice.
你们要有稳定的心灵。
With a heart that is stable,
面对这个变幻的世界
face the changing world.
啊，人家一听说哇，有人奉献几万美金这么大的数目。
When people heard that someone gave tens and thousands of US dollars,
我看这什么呢
？I say, well, it's nothing.
今天我对我的这事不说。
I said to my board of deacons,
人家问你们教会很多钱了吗
？When people ask you, do we have a lot of money?
你们要同心回答同样的原则。
You have to answer with the same principle.
我们还欠2000多万。
That we are lacking $20 over million.
不是我们已经有了多少钱
？Not how much we already have.
让大家努力。
And all should strive.
有一天呢
，Till one day，
神的工作做成功了。
When the work of God is done，
我们说上帝啊，感谢。
We will say, Oh God, we give you thanks.
因为全世界的金银都是你的。
Because all the wealth in the world belongs to God.
你感动你的儿女，做了应当做的工作。
You have inspired your children to fulfill the work that they ought to have done.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand.